Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hoo Boy and Woe Nelly all combined to one for me to want to break my fucking recording schedule in order to bring you the fucking tale that I experienced today. And bear in mind, folks, welcome to the show. I'm Tori Idiot Box Radio. The show's idiotboxradio.com. You can find it on the Apple Podcast, the Who Ride, under the Idiot Box Radio Podcast. Thank you and welcome. Thank you to everyone who's recently been listening and joining. I really do appreciate it. And I cannot wait to start getting some, well, not fan mail, but emails at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Pop some reviews on the old podcasty directories that you may be listening to this on, and I'll really appreciate it. And even more so, if you do have the ability to record yourselves, send that audio through to idiotboxradio@gmail.com. That would be amazing. Guys, now I'm a man of action. I'm 48, 49 this year. I like how children always have to tell you that they're like 12 and a half or 11 and a half or whatever and a half. So whenever they tell me their age, I say I'm 48 and a half. I cut out all my gaps, but I just left a big gap for what I'd like to call a pregnant pause. I'm not pregnant though. Now, you may know me or you may think you know me, and that's fair enough. I'm a nice person. I wouldn't hurt a fly, and I promise that, okay? Never set out to really offend anyone, though this show is offensive. I don't really run around town yelling and screaming. That's for comedic effect when I do this show. I am sometimes a potty mouth, but I'd never use my potty mouth badly toward another human being unless I was absolutely fucking triggered beyond fucking imagination if some fucking asshole dared to wrong me. Now, that's one of the things. I believe you can live your life with dignity and respect, but don't let any motherfucker try to make you feel like you're less than what you are. So here's the story, and I'm going to throw it because it's at a fucking major premium watch fucking retailer. And I'll say retailer because it's just a fucking shop in Melbourne, okay? And you believe it or not, it's the Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. Stop in fucking, I'm gonna name you, you motherfuckers. Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. It's in fucking Melbourne, in Collins Street. Okay, so I love watches. I'm not a rich man, so don't even fucking go there. I've only ever bought myself one really expensive piece of jewelry, and that was my fucking Tag Heuer watch. Okay, love it. Wasn't cheap. I love it. I fucking worked hard for that money. Fucking chicken. Now, here's the deal though. I'm in Melbourne today. I'm strolling. I'm looking at stuff. I'm doing my, you know, twice a year pilgrimage to a fucking comic book shop where they serve me great. They look after me. And at the end, when they realize I'm buying a bucket load of Batman, they'll throw me down a nice little tidy discount as well. I'm going to actually throw a good shout out to you guys at All Star Comics and the guy called Troy. I appreciate your service, mate, because great customer service. You knew your shit and you really helped me out. Love me some Batman. Thanks, Troy. Okay, so I'm wandering around Melbourne. I don't live in Melbourne. I live in Geelong. It's about an hour's drive from there. And I'm wandering around Melbourne and I've had this thing for this fucking Rolex. It's a Rolex Oyster Perpetual, and it's got this beautiful silver band. And anyhow, I've been saving hard, all right? I've got the money to buy one. It's fucking ridiculously expensive. Probably not by Rolex standards, but by normal people standards, it's expensive. It's like nearly 9,000 Australian dollars. Would I have actually bought it? I don't know. But the point is, I had the money and I went in there to look. Well, I fucking tried, and that's where the story comes in. So I get absolutely shitted off with fucking companies that think just because they sell a fucking like upper echelon product, their staff think that their shit doesn't stink. Now, guess what, motherfucker? This is the great thing about this fucking bullshit place. Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. Collins Street. I wish there was some way I could fucking tag you prick so as you could see how bad your customer service was. I was there today. Today doesn't mean much, but today was Sunday the 28th of March, 2021. And I saw the Rolex shop and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, this is amazing. I want to go and see one of these Oyster Perpetuals in real life because I've been fucking drooling over one on the fucking internet web shiznits. And so I have walked along and I dress a particular way, and I guess I look a particular way too. Let me give you an idea of how I look in a snapshot, because all you've seen probably if you just recently signed on is me wearing a mask. But here's the deal. Okay, so 5'10", I think. Maybe shorter, don't know. Anyhow, 176 centimeters. Okay, heavy set, stocky. You might want to call me fat, but I'd prefer to suck in my gut, and that will be the subject of another show, actually. Heavily tattooed. So, I've got the fucking sleeves, I've got full leg tats, I've got the fucking big beard, and I've got the fucking way that I like to live my life is in fucking t-shirts and fucking black denim shorts. I'm not getting dressed up for you, motherfucker. It's a special occasion if I put my fucking jeans on. Or it's extremely cold and my fucking big boy arthritis is playing up. I want to be warm. I want to be comfortable. I'm at the Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches store. No, Ash, you can stay. You can stay right here.
Putting pants on.
Oh, okay. He's putting pants on. I might cut that bit out. Sounds a bit overt. Okay, so I'm at the fucking Rolex shop. I'm looking in and I'm like, oh, don't do it, Tor. You've got the money, but don't do it. And then a fucking demon is fucking chiming in going, who cares? You know, we all die one day. Fucking drop $9,000 on a watch. And I'm at the door. I'm salivating, as I said. Not overly so, but I just described how I look now. Full sleeve tattoos, fucking black t-shirt, black denim fucking knee-length length shorts, leg tats, fucking, I don't know, beard, fucking nasal piercings, fucking what the fuck ever. Elderly, grey hair, fucking shaggy cunt. That's me. Now, chances are, I'm not the sort of fucking customer that Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches thinks will walk through their door and have the fucking capacity to buy one of their timepieces. Or at least not fucking Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. Fucking Melbourne in Collins Street, you cunts. I'm fucking calling you out. I have never walked out of a shop fucking livid, you dog motherfuckers. Anyhow, I get to the point painting pictures with my fucking anger because this is a true story and that's why I'm using the company's name, when it happened and the date. And if you guys don't even fucking care, then I don't give a fuck because I've got to vent and I need to vent into a microphone. Okay, so Rolex time. And you know what? I'm actually trying to tell them so much of a picture because I'm that pissed off. I'm not doing my fucking usual wishy-washy fucking 3 minutes to start talking to you about this story, even though I'm 7.5 minutes in, almost 8 minutes. By the time you read this, it won't be that far along. Read this because you're going to fucking read audio because I'm a fuckwit. Anyhow, Hourglass Watch Shop, you cunts. I go there with the intention of looking at and maybe throwing down on an Oyster Perpetual. I've got the money. You don't know that though. You're judging me. So some fucking dweeby fucking door bitch man has come to the door. Excuse me, sir. What are you after there? They don't let you into the fucking shop. Now, I assume that's to give you a fucking Rolex experience. So I'm like, okay, just chill, Tori. Just chill. I've seen it happen at fucking Tiffany's. I bought my fucking tag at a fucking, on board a ship. So I didn't get the fucking shoulder rubs that I wanted. So, okay, premium brand. Maybe that's what they do. They let you in and someone serves you. This guy goes, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I want to check out and see if you've got a watch, please. Used my manners, did call him mate, but I'm in Australia. That is what we're meant to be saying. So this guy, and this is where it all went fucking pear-shaped, and I did not explode like the fucking nuclear bomb that I had every right to be. I looked at this guy and I said, yeah, I want to check out if there's a... that wasn't a good burp. I wanted to check out and see if there was a fucking watch there. The Oyster Perpetual. I hate this because it's so beautiful and I hate advertising now for you fucking mongrels. Okay, and any case, the guy looks me up and down. Now there are customers behind me also. And in case you guys ever see this and you actually want to check your fucked up video, it was at about 2 p.m. Okay, there you go. You've got a timestamp. Looked me up and down and said, I'm terribly sorry. We've got no one here to serve you. And there was an emphasis on the word you. If someone else had come up, there might have been someone there to serve them. But full fucking judgment, there was no one there to serve me. And you fucking cunts, that was based on how I fucking looked.
You shall not pass!
Thank you, Gandalf. I don't, it's the first time it has full on happened to me in a shopping environment. Because you know what? Most of the time, if someone wanders up to that shop, it's because they've got the fucking clams to put down to buy one of those fucking watches. And Rolex in general, the watches are beautiful. I'm not going to knock them, but your customer service at that Melbourne store, Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. Judgmental fucking cockhead. Now, the thing I love to say about this is where things get really interesting. And this is a simple fact that these fuckwits are paid minimum fucking wage. You fucking dog cunt, stop me from buying a $9,000 watch on your $25 an hour wage. Now, don't think that I'm fucking blowing myself up because I'm on the same wage, roughly. I don't make a lot of money, but you were a judgmental fucking cunt asshole who thought just because this guy's fucking tatted up and wearing a fucking t-shirt or whatever the fuck is going on, that I didn't have the right to enter your fucking shop. And to make matters worse, you said the guy goes, there's no one here to serve you. And the fella behind me, and I don't blame him because he just wanted to go in there as well. He goes, oh, will there be someone to see us? And he goes, yes, sir, in just a moment. Yes, sir, in just a moment. And then sort of did the whole brush pass to open the door for these guys. And they were told they wouldn't have long to wait at all. Not long to wait at all. Whereas I was just like, whatever the fuck, I'm not even, don't think I'm going to be seen. So I left. And it pissed me off. It's not probably even the funniest of fucking things. But one thing I'm going to tell you fucking guys, and hopefully it'll give you listeners something to laugh at. Here's where it could have gone if I had lost my shit. If I'd lost my shit, this is where this could have gone. I'm sorry, sir. There's no one here to serve you. You fucking cocksucking motherfucker. Don't you know who the fuck I am? Fucking Tory, idiot box radio, fucking doyen, salting the motherfucking fruit, painting pictures, getting to your fucking point. You stupid fucking minimum wage paid fucking monkey suit wearing fucking cunt. Don't you know I've got over 100 listeners to this fucking show? You fucking asshole piece of shit. And I've got the fucking money to buy one of your fucking watches that you wouldn't have had the fucking cash to throw down on after a fucking over after a fucking 3 month stint of your fucking weekend doorman wages. You fucking sorry ass cunt. You can stick every Rolex in your fucking Collins Street shop. Fair bang up your fucking ass. I'll twist them around until the fucking Oyster Perpetual fucking pops its clamshell and smacks you in the inside of your sphincter bone and the timepiece breaks like the piece of shit that you are. I could have said that. But you know what? That's for you guys. I saved that beauty for you guys because I'm going to end up in fucking jail if I talk like that on the outside. But by sure as fuck, I thought it. So that's my story. And I'm sure I've been discriminated against before. And I know there's people out there that have been discriminated against before. I'm sorry if it's happened to you. As Ash likes to say, take a fucking photo. Sometimes we just look different. Anywho, so Hourglass Watch Shop selling Rolex watches. Collins Street. I know no one will ever listen to this, but I hope that someone does. And you motherfuckers need to realize that just because someone isn't all dressed up in a fucking suit doesn't mean they can afford your fucking watches. I feel better getting that off my chest. And now I'm just going to post it onto the internet webs, and you guys can just do with it what you will, because this is my little theater of pain to cry upon. I love you guys, though. Thank you so much for listening to me, bitch. And I'll go toodaloo for now. Idiot Box Radio out.